I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, May 10th, 2011, to order, and call upon Commissioner Straffus to offer a prayer.
If anyone would stand, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this sunshine, Father, and the dry weather. Lord, we thank you that you've been with us and guided us through the problems of flooding. And Father, we ask you to be with each elected official today and each leader that holds a position of leadership in this community and the state and in the country, to give them guidance. Father, when they ask for wisdom, that you will freely give them wisdom. And Father, we ask for you to be with our servicemen, men and women serving across the country and in other countries. Father, be with them and protect them. But also be with their family to give them peace and hope that there'll be a reunion soon, Father. We thank you for these committed individuals that are protecting our borders and protecting the freedoms that we have in this great country. And Father, we thank you for continued guidance as we recover from the disaster and be with the families. And Father, help them with their needs, that there'll be neighbors helping neighbors, Father. And we thank you that we live in this great county, that everyone helps and pitches in. And we lift all these needs up to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Presiding, I wish to make a motion to amend the agenda to have Mr. Chris Burnt, Emergency Management, give a report this morning on the condition of the flooding.
I'll second the motion just because of the recent declaration from the President. I think it's appropriate that for us to have an update from the FEMA individuals also, and all the, because I believe today is the last day they're in town and they're. And we won't have that 24-hour notice, so.
I can include that in my motion. That's part of.
Yep.
Then it will have to be accepted as an emergency situation to receive this information. There's been a motion made and seconded to amend the agenda to include a report from emergency management and FEMA personnel. Chris?
Oh.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Thank you. Chris?
Good morning. I think most of you know last night we did get a federal Taney County was included in the federal declaration for individual assistance. We have not got anything on public assistance. And actually, I think it happened because they were actually supposed to start today to do their assessment. They ended up starting on Thursday. And they got enough, I guess, that it was pretty obvious that this would happen. And really, I think you guys may have some questions, and we have Candy Adams here from the state, and then we have several people from small business to FEMA, and I think if you guys have questions, which I think you do, these people can probably answer a lot of these questions.
So first questions, right? I'm sorry. I had one ear and I didn't hear the last.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The questions I've been, I got some phone calls over the weekend, such as where can they go to start the process for assistance? Location specific, that would be one of the questions. Another question that people have asked is, when can I rebuild or can I rebuild because of the type of disaster, percentages damage to the house or to the structure? When will I know if I can rebuild? And those are probably the first two I'll start with, and I've got plenty more. But
and the one thing in regards to rebuild, regardless of what's happening with FEMA, SEMA, and all that stuff, please remember there's still a good chance it will be flood again.
Right.
I mean, the lakes are full. I mean, we're doing better. Every day we're doing a little better. Well, we're putting it all in Bull Shoals, but upstream we're doing a little better. So regardless of that,
don't rebuild now.
I would recommend don't rebuild just yet.
And that's what I've been telling people. You can clean up, get the debris out, but don't start rebuilding.
And the other thing is that this declaration is brand new. Obviously, it happened last night. So there is really not a number or anything set up. There is. Okay, I'll let you, Candy, talk.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I've also got the FEMA people, Rob Lannon, Susie Stoners with Public Information, Steve Wise is with the Mitigation Factor, okay. And then Ahmet is with the Disaster SBA,
okay.
Small Business Administration. We're still going around. Today we're going in the unincorporated counties. Of your county, mm-hmm. And we're going to look at the homes and businesses today. Public assistance will be next week.
Okay.
And we haven't scheduled the date and time yet, but we still need to get your estimate of how much you think your damage is and all of that. So we have a round figure to go from. Do you want to go ahead? Rob has some information for you.
Okay.
As far as how to get the process started, if you contact 1-800-621-FEMA, I don't know what the last number for FEMA is.
It's 3362.
3362.
Say that again.
1-800.
1-800. 621.
FEMA, which is 3362.
621-FEMA. Here's a copy of the
gotcha. All right.
That's on the back of this sheet.
Okay.
Candy's handing out to you not only the declaration, but how to do the IA process, which is the individual
assessment.
Yeah. Actually, how to apply, what they can apply for, what type of assistance.
Okay.
It's broken down. You'll also see it in basically what we're looking for damage assessment, because we are still going with that, because we still need the data in order to make sure that we're providing the right services, because there are other programs that can be turned on.
Okay.
And we're going to be continuing on to the other counties. Did you have any other questions? I think I answered the one you asked. We will be handing out the how to register and what they can register for.
And you're still trying to get, are you trying to get to every house, or how are you doing this? I had a call from an individual saying they missed my house, I won't get counted. And
today we're doing the unincorporated area. We're going to start with the worst damage and work our way down.
Okay.
It is our mission to get to every home that you've identified.
Okay.
And we will try to see every home that you have on your list.
But I think the thing to remember is, as long as they register, they will be in the system. So even if somebody didn't come by their house, somehow they didn't get it, then that's not the end of it. It's not like they've been missed and they're out of the system now. That's not the case.
Okay.
I've got one that I had several calls on, is if there is reimbursable monies from FEMA or SEMA, the trash pickup or tearing out of all the, a lot of them have personal stuff that's in these, the furniture, all these things. Is the trash pickup, is that reimbursable to the citizen that pays for the dumpster or
debris
removal, trash removal, all those things? Now, we have, and the county declared that we'll accept it at the transfer station, but the roll-offs themselves that are distributed by different companies, we need to know if that will be in reimbursable funds to the citizens, because they're paying for that now, for the roll-off. But that's the number one question that I'm getting through the phone calls this last weekend.
I'm actually going to have to look into that, because that doesn't trigger any program under the individual assistance that I'm aware of. But I will go ahead and contact my boss, get that back to Candy, and get that to you. We will have home repair program. We will have personal property program. But each person is going to be looked at on a case-by-case basis based on the information of how they're damaged, what type of insurance they have, and how they work with SBA.
Now, as we go into our public assistance, then as we go to the transfer station, then we can recoup our costs there.
Right. I can't answer anything.
75% of those monies.
75% of your cost. If you put dumpsters out in neighborhoods, that is 75%.
Okay. Now, that raises another question. Are we better off as a county, because we're looking out for our citizens, are we better off to distribute dumpsters in certain areas?
That's your choice.
Well, no, both the City of Branson and City of Hollister have done that.
Yes.
And then some of the harder hit areas in the county areas, they got their own dumpsters. So I think that, I mean, we can look specifically down Foggy River and all those where you'll be today, but I believe you're going to see a lot of dumpsters there already. That they've already managed the hardest hit areas.
Okay.
What the county has done is that we, with our declaration, waived the dumping fee.
Okay.
But the individual homeowner is still responsible for the setup fee or calling the hauler. We didn't pay those costs. So that's a split fee right there.
And that's my question, Jim. Are we better off to help our citizens through setting off so many dumpsters in a certain area and then having those removed and paying 75%?
As opposed to having the public come to the transfer station and we pick up the total cost of it, is what you're saying?
Right. That's where I'm at.
That's your decision.
It's probably going to be a combination.
Yeah. I'm going to review the minutes of the last 2008, and Nikki helped me with that as far as what we did there. As a matter of fact, I think there was at one point that we did set out a certain number and just located them, and then we got the reimbursement through the public assistance.
Right. So, yeah, it's up to you how you
want to
go ahead, sir.
Well, I understand. You're going to go house to house.
Today, yes.
Can we get closer to the microphone? We'll have internet people that are listening in, and we can record.
We can also put a couple microphones down there if you want.
If you want to sit, you can sit there, too. So.
We will be going from house to house in the county today. And businesses, any businesses, we have SBA with us, mm-hmm. and we will be looking at the businesses. We have gone to all of the incorporated areas already. We finished that with Branson yesterday.
When I was reading this email, mm-hmm. my first thought was, how do we get this in the hands of the people that best need it? Now, obviously, if you're going to be going house to house, that's one way, but there's going to be people that are not going to be there. But this is a tremendous sheet with an unbelievable amount of information. Mm-hmm. And you provide a lot more than I ever dreamt that you did or that you would, quite frankly. So I'm excited to see how quickly we can get this information into people's hands.
It will be in the news media. It'll be on the radio, television, and the newspapers.
Okay.
We'll carry that. So that will be in the news media. And it'll be on the FEMA website as well as the SEMA website.
And I was just thinking we can put it on the county's website, too.
Yes. Let's go ahead and do that, too.
Put it on the county website, in the Branson, you know, any city website.
Okay.
I've got another question. When our sheriff's department's been great about keeping people that are not supposed to be in certain areas. Do we need to let him today inform his deputies to let people come back in so that they'll be on location when you're there? Isn't that what you've been doing, Jimmy?
That would be good if individuals.
You've started allowing them back to come in.
If they're there today, we can talk to them.
Okay. I just knew you'd been doing that in the past. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
What about
people out of state?
Call the. I would say call the number. I mean, right. Call the FEMA.
Call the 800 number.
If it's not a primary resident, that wouldn't qualify for them anyway.
You're not going to help people as a secondary home. Then they need to call the 800 number.
If they contact the 800 number, they'll take them to the exact same
process
as a DRC or any other facility.
Great.
They'll have all the right questions. They will need their social security number, their, you know, their information about their home, some little information about the damage.
Okay.
But they'll take them step by step all the way through the process.
Okay.
Okay.
When you talked about the recovery center, and we're going to open up at least one, maybe two, you think?
Correct. Well, the FEMA will have to make that, and SBA they will make the determination where those centers will be. But we've been suggested the Hollister Train Depot. Uh-huh.
Or you just mentioned the airport would work. I mean, any of these places I think would be good.
Yeah, we have space.
We will come back, and they will come back and contact you about where those locations would be best. And they will inspect them and, you know, find that space.
Right. And I think last go around, we were at the... last flooding, I think we did in Rockaway in the community center. And so, actually, I think it would be good if we could, if we end up doing more than one more this area over here, and then one in the Branson Hollister area, right, and Foggy River Road area.
You and could that will, ask for two. I don't know if you'll get two.
Understand.
We're good askers.
We can ask. We can ask.
Well, you got the quickest declaration for Taney County that I've ever seen. So I'm
wonderful.
It's really good. I'm so glad that you got it.
I don't know if you noticed that. There is no county around us that got declared.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
But several counties, teams are out in those counties now, and they can add on. Right. Like Stone County,
not that
we're looking at this week, you know, McDonald. There's a whole bunch of other counties that teams are in right now, starting today.
We kind of know why it was moved up a little bit. We, our president of NACO, we had a meeting with, we were scheduled to be with the president last week, and we passed our pass, but we asked Greenland Whitley if he would make a mention and see if they would not move the declaration.
Well, that moved us, since we were here last week also assessing, mm-hmm, that helped.
Yeah, because they weren't even supposed to start till today.
Right.
With any of it.
Right.
That's good.
Any other questions?
Commissioner Straffus, you had asked me if they would be available maybe to do another town hall meeting or anything like that. I'm not speaking for them. Maybe they would be. But I really think the Disaster Recovery Center should be our biggest focus now, because they can get more information there than they would
in
a town hall
meeting. And before I knew about the center, that's exactly right. We have a resource now that people can go to and get those questions answered.
Right.
And it's in the community, and so it'll be manned by, you know, it'll be so staffed by people. So I think that that's really the next step for those that were affected.
Is there any idea how soon we can expect that?
Well, I know it won't be for a week at least.
Okay.
But they can still, they got to get registered. They'll get
the 800
number.
Okay.
Just tell them to hang on to that number. An inspector will come to their home.
Okay.
And, you know, do their inspection of their individual.
So for the media, it is get those individuals to call the 800 number and get registered, because when the center opens, they'll be notified. I'm sure they'll find out when the center opens and the details.
They'll get a packet in the mail.
Great.
They'll bring it into that center and go over it.
So right now, those affected should be calling that 800 number.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect.
I apologize for being redundant, but let me give those numbers out again if I could. For those wanting to begin the disaster application process, 800-621-3362, or they can go to www.disasterassistance.gov.
Correct.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
We're going to head out now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. You want to recess for a minute? I'll shake your hand. Thank you.
Meeting that Jim was talking about that we missed last week on May 3rd because of these events was really, I believe, historic as far as county governance is concerned. The president, the vice president, and five cabinet members met with 100 county officials from across the U.S. for a half day to talk about issues that are relevant to county government, to local government. So while we couldn't be there, the issue was certainly raised in support of what we needed, and I'm pleased that it was. We have an agenda to go through. Previous meeting minutes, first on the list, right, Nikki?
I'm going to move to approve April 18th, April 21st, April 25th, and April 28th as amended with red with marks, our standard process here. So.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve prior commission meeting minutes of 418, 421, 425, and 428 as amended. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried unanimously. Accounts payable?
I'm going to move to approve checks, accounts payable, checks number 324409 through 324460, warrants 5407 through 5409. I'm going to do the transfer separate. I'm going to do those separate.
So. Okay. I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks and warrants as listed. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried unanimously.
I'm going to move to deny the transfer from Road and Bridge to Buildings and Grounds.
I'm going to second that motion.
Okay.
This is the transfer that came up last week.
Right.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the transfer from Road and Bridge to Buildings and Grounds. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
And then there's one more transfer that we held last week. I'd like to continue to hold it. So I can do a motion to hold, or I can just, I haven't included any approval, so.
Let's just set it aside.
Let's set it aside.
Yeah. Let's just set it aside, then.
Is it a transfer or a check?
I'm sorry, it's not a transfer. It's a check.
It's
and so
check.
This check number we are holding is, well.
That is for
it's
review.
It's, yeah, it's still, I don't know what the check number
is. Let's just leave it under review, though.
It's in the box.
It's in the box. PO invoice. Oh, is that what this is right here?
Actually, I thought
I'm sorry.
Two of them.
I thought there were two.
There is.
Well, it's the ones we held last week. We're still holding them. We're not approving those yet. We haven't got a legal opinion yet on those, so there's two. You're right.
And we should have that today, probably. We have a legal opinion on it.
Anyway, we're still holding those, but we didn't approve those two.
Payroll? Hasn't that been?
Payroll?
I'm sorry?
Motion to approve payroll.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Bid opening, newspaper services, county tax sale, road and bridge materials. Linda, which will we begin with?
Good morning, gentlemen. We will start with the newspaper services. Direction on how we should handle these two newspaper bids. Are we reading them aloud or taking them back as we normally do? The road materials will definitely, that's a big bid that'll have to be laid out on spreadsheets for you gentlemen.
Well, I would think at this point, just because we haven't posted a award on there, we just open and read it. But, I mean, Ron, go ahead.
Well, we're going to talk about bids, and hopefully we're going to come to some conclusion about how we handle bids. But I think certainly you have two bids. Open them and read them aloud, and then if you want to take them and bring us back your opinion of them, that's fine.
Okay. First, we have the newspaper services. The first bid in is Branson Trail Lakes News. Their bid is $6.30 per column inch based on a 9-point type with 10-point leading.
630 column inch, you said?
6.30.
Thank you.
$6.30. Okay. Next bid is the Ozark Mountain newspaper, Taney County Times. And their bid is $4.95 per column inch.
Is that bid on the same type, same size?
Yes, sir.
Same, uh-huh. It's the same type and leading and all that?
Yes, sir. It was sent out exactly the same way.
5-point, 10-point leading. Okay.
Okay. Okay, next we have the county tax sale.
Linda, when you're done and we go through these bids, what I'd like you to do, if the commission agrees to that, is to take those bids and allow those who have bid to take a look at one another's bids and do
yes,
the
sir.
Same thing with the materials bids.
Thank you.
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, second we have the county tax sale. First in is Branson Tri-Lakes News. Their bid is $4.40 per column inch. The next one is the Taney County Times Ozark Mountain newspaper. And their bid is $3.95 per column inch. And again, they were bid the same way with the font should be at the 9 type and 10.5 on the letting, and that's per the collector.
Okay.
On that one, so. And I would like to visit with the collector on this as well, as she asked me to put those out separate so that she gets a chance to review those as well.
Okay.
Okay, next we have road materials. Bid closing was Thursday at 3 p.m. At 3 p.m. on Thursday, I had 13 vendors that responded by closing time. We did receive an additional bid on Friday, which was after closing, by Missouri Petroleum, so that one will remain closed.
Okay.
First one we have is Donaldson Construction.
How many different items are they bidding on?
Take a look at the bid here.
Can I give this to you, sir?
They are bidding on 11 different items, but there's different things. Like in number one, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 11 items under number one. There's 4 under number 2, 2 under number 3. So there's quite a few that they're bidding on out of their 11.
Request a spreadsheet on that for.
Thank you, sir.
Would you read to us, who the companies are that are bidding?
Yes, sir. First up is Donaldson Construction. Next is Cleverstone. Cleverstone Company. Third is Coastal Energy. Fourth is American Rock. Next we have American Concrete. Wright Asphalt Products Company. We have Leo Jernigan Construction Company. American Materials. APAC out of Springfield, Missouri. Vance Brothers. Table Rock Asphalt.
Rick. Go ahead, Linda.
We have Mansfield Lime and Stone Quarry. DBA 76 Quarry.
I got it.
Got it.
And then last, we have APAC out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. I will put this on a spreadsheet. I would like to come back before you Thursday to have this awarded. If that's possible, will you?
Can you make it happen?
Yes. I'll be starting with Jimmy on Monday, so okay. Everything that I can conclude, I need to
be okay. Ready.
Stay on to get that. Will be Thursday as well. Uh-huh. Thursday, that's on there. And then these as well.
Thursday morning, yes.
Do we have time?
I've got a 1 o'clock in Branson.
This afternoon? Oh, no, it'll be 24 hours. Thursday, can we do the newspaper services as well?
Yes.
And county
sure.
tax sale?
Yeah.
Sure.
Perfect.
If, as extensive as that spreadsheets are with the number of items, anyone that has bid on that, can those would be available to them, so yes, you'll have several
they can
copies.
They follow me back right now. They can follow me right now so that they can take a look at those. We usually read those aloud together.
Right. But, I mean, if requested, anyone that bid of 13 companies, if they decided that they wanted to have a copy of the spreadsheet, is that delivered right away, or is that after we announce the bid?
In the past,
how have you done it?
In the past, I've provided that when I do the award letter. I include the bid tabulation as well so that they can see that.
All right.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
If it's not noisy, would you open back that door? Linda.
Okay.
Thank you. Rick, you've got a great following. They're heading for the door as soon as you step up.
You know, our bid process, I want us to have a chat about that sometime in the near future, about why we open days before we, I mean, receive days before we open, just as something to chat about.
Sure.
Mr. Finley.
I have monthly budget report. I gave you that, guys.
Right.
Did have a little trouble getting it out this time because we were trying to move Mass 90 from one machine to another machine, and we struggled for a long time. I was worried we weren't going to get it done, but we did.
Is it that heavy?
It wasn't that heavy, but I think probably they were, you know, getting hold of it was really hard for Joey. You can ask for Blackerby. It was hard to get hold of. So, guys, it looks pretty good, especially knowing what you guys know. We've got a our sales taxes up this month. That would not be included in this. So last month, we actually had positive cash flow on a monthly basis with almost all of those. One that I would say that we need to be aware of is, you know, the assessment fund, and I talked to James about this earlier. We've got probably 3 months of funds there. Hopefully, we'll get the state to do their reimbursement before that time is up, something like that. Do you guys see anything you want to ask questions about on that?
I didn't. I mean, I looked through it when you emailed it out, and I mean, everything looks promising. I know we had forecasted during the budget process to be down 5%. So, not counting the last report we got last week, which was an anomaly, it looked like we're tracking well.
Yeah, we are right now.
And so we just add this to the record.
Correct? Yes. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
County property at F Highway and 160.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. As a recap, the ambulance district.
For the record, would you give your name and your position?
My name is Daryl Kuntz. I'm the executive director for the Taney County Ambulance District. And as a recap, I came to you a couple of months ago interested in building an ambulance station for the district at F and 160. And I had been looking at a private property there, and then a little birdie told me that the county might be interested in perhaps us working out a deal where we could occupy one of your buildings. So Sheriff Russell and I have been diligently working to see if we could pull that one off. The latest news is that I took an architect out to the site, the building where Jimmy has all of his storage. And the intent was to see just how much it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the news is not good. It's going to cost way more than our budget allows. The building is probably okay for storing things, but to get it habitable, it's over the top. And so we're going to abandon that building. But I have an alternative that I'd like to float by you. And that is on that property. I've got a couple of maps here, if you don't mind me stepping forward and showing them.
Sure. You can stay up here and talk if you want.
Okay. And I also have a personal invitation to the national level exercise, which I'm not sure you're aware of, that's going on at the Branson Airport next week.
Okay.
Starting next week. It's the New Madrid event. It's a national level exercise where we're breaking out the mobile medical unit. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of a big deal. So we want you to know that you are VIPs to us. If you're interested in going, you just tell us and we'll get you hooked up. Okay, the first, what I'm interested in doing is maybe a land swap or a we use your land, you use our land, and everybody goes their happy way. The first map I'll direct your attention to is the one with the ALEX, the Taney County Ambulance District. Here's our property here. It goes back, I'm not sure how many feet, but it's 2.88 acres. This map here. Okay. There you go. Okay. And the Taney County property is right next door to us. Well, over the years, and I think you'll remember this more, the county asked if you could use some of that land behind us, and you did, and we let you fill it up with dirt, and so this is what it looks like today. So this property here is being used by the county, which is fine with us because we wouldn't have any use for it anyway. And so...
Help me out. Where's this property at?
Here.
This is...
County Shaw.
Gotcha. Okay. So it was on the first picture you got, it was just a narrow strip, and then over time, you wanted to expand it a little bit, and mm-hmm. we said, well, you can go behind us and use our property, and that's fine with us, and it didn't bother us, and you improved it for us, but we'll probably never use it for anything. It has no use to us. So what I'm hoping I could probably get you to do is... maybe swap a little bit of land. The land that you're using behind our station in Kissy Mills and trade it for this little square up here in the corner. Here's the original building that we were talking about occupying. But obviously that one is not going to work for us. It's just too expensive. However, we could build a building on that site. And this is a very rough drawing of how big we need it. It's really just, we just need an ambulance station there. As far as how big that's going to be, it's one ambulance bay, so it's not going to be huge. But so the proposal to you is possibly swap the land, or just we use your land, you use our land, and each of us goes our happy way, and we just do our thing. I'm bound and determined to get at the FN-160 location for this ambulance station. I'm hoping we could work out something with you guys. Otherwise, I'm going to go down the street and probably buy a private house that's for sale down there, which I'd rather not.
I mean, I like this solution better than I like the other one because of the inconvenience we're going to have to do with the sheriff because he has some storage out there. So this, I mean, we have vacant land. I mean, I mean, I like the idea. You know what the dimensions are, how big you're looking at?
No. My first goal is to just see if this is feasible for you, if it's even within the realm of possibility.
And I for my voice, I say yes. It's something that I'd be interested in trying to work out with you because you have been cordial as far as letting us. We couldn't have had this project happen up on Z-Mills if it hadn't been for the Ambulance District and their... allowing us to use that because we used it to mm-hmm. fail with.
Yep.
So, yes, I'm interested in trying to help you with this, but I need to actually go out and see because we have another issue or two that is involved in this same properties, and so I'd like to go out and review if you don't care. And I know you probably need an answer pretty quick, but...
We're not in a huge rush, although it's just a matter of, we got two ambulances that are pretty close proximity to each other. I'd rather spread them out to improve the response times in the district.
Sure.
Other than that,
well, it's better for us and better for you if we get it done.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking too.
So, I'm interested in that as far as one commissioner. It takes two, and I think you'll have some support.
All four too. So we're just going to figure out the dimensions, if there's any environmental concerns out there.
Now, is that something you're going to require me to do with my architect? Figure out what the dimensions are of the space.
I would like to know how much property you're looking for, just so we can stake it out and kind of see a better understanding. Because you're pretty close to that shed in the back. I just want to make sure how much space between where you're going to put the structure and the existing structure.
Yeah,
that's really a small.
Sparsal,
is it not?
If
I remember.
Yeah, it's fairly. It's not a huge spot, but just by my eye, it looks like it's going to be big enough for a station, a one ambulance station plus whatever else is required on that spot for you.
If
I think it's a great idea. Oh, I did too. I'm very open to it. So we just somehow make it happen.
Right. What my main concern is if we can, if we're going to build a building there, or you're going to build a building there, that we possibly could have an extension of that building to provide another service.
Right. Like a voting precinct?
Possible. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure we can probably work something
out.
Oops,
I say that. Okay.
So we're talking potentially a property swap, so that would be property that belongs to the
right.
So make sure I understand. My marching orders are to determine the exact size that I need for
yes.
the space.
Yes. And is there road access to the state highway, the state road right here? Do you have a curb kit?
No, there's not.
The closest one is here.
That is correct.
Okay.
What I would prefer to do is have one right out on the street.
I mean, that's a MoDOT conversation you can have.
Yeah, that's an easement right in front of your between your property and the street. That's MoDOT, right?
Right.
Okay.
And they have to grant.
And I'm not sure because that's a pretty good hill right there, right?
Yeah, we may end up having to drive down the hill and get out on the corner, which isn't the end of the world, but it's kind of an inconvenience.
You can talk to MoDOT. I'm trying to think who you want to talk to. You want to talk to the district in Springfield? What would you think?
I would think that's where they need to go to.
Okay. Is it for drains? Can you get Daryl some numbers? If you just give Nick your email address, she'll email you some MoDOT contacts to start that process.
Okay.
You want a copy of that? I'll give you mine. Mm-hmm. Just that's my only concern is that curb cuts, it's a state process and it's a state road. So, just so you're working on that, if there's not any, I don't know if there's any other place to put the building, but that really is the place, isn't it?
That's the only place that I could find that was flat enough.
Right.
And not in the way of any of the other things that are going on that site.
Okay. Okay.
Do you require anything else from me?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, thanks,
great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Powell Road vacation process?
We dealt with that on Thursday.
But the,
we're going to do it this coming? Or
no, we talked about a Thursday in our session. This was the process, and I didn't communicate with you, Nick. I apologize. It's my fault here. This is the road vacate that was started back in 2004 that hadn't got done. We had our we were trying to figure out how we're going to finish the process, and I think we decided I think we assigned it to an attorney who's going to oversee it getting finished.
Yes,
Keck and Austin, they're going to oversee it, and I'll give you the details, Nikki, on that. But that was answered Thursday in that. Litigation or whatever session we were in last week. So anyway, that was taken care of. I'll get you details, Nikki. I apologize for not updating you. Then HPRP? Is it up here? Of course it is.
We're going to discuss the 45-5.
Oh, that's right.
And they needed to know by 15th, didn't they?
Yep.
There's a time.
Gentlemen, I'm all for it. I mean, it's just a processing shortfall, and if you remember, Christian Associates is our subcontractor, and when they acknowledged or accepted the task of being a subcontractor for this grant, the terms were they would get reimbursed quicker, or basically they would be reimbursed immediately from the state. The state had some problems in other parts of the state, and so they changed the process where now Christian Associates has to float the loan. And that's not what they agreed to and don't have the wherewithal to float the $45,000, $500 remaining part of the grant. We know we're entitled to it. We'll get the money. It's just a matter of maybe 60, maybe 90 days. I know there's going to have to be an intergovernmental agreement somewhere in there. I know there's going to be some legal paperwork, but I'm all in favor of helping, you know, floating, basically
loaning
a line of credit on the grant is what we're doing, and it's our grant to start with.
Right, and we're not making the line of credit to Christian Associates. We're really floating it
to
through the state back to the federal government because that's where this grant came from.
Right,
and it's just that
they're our facilitator of the grant.
Rick, can we pay this directly out of contingency funds, and then when the dollars come back in, we just show them as line item revenues unanticipated?
But did you make that into a motion?
Well, I'm going to do that. I move that we allocate $45,500 from our contingency fund to help fulfill the HPRP grant.
With repayment
as the state repays the reimbursements of the expenditures.
And I second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to appropriate $45,500 to finish the HPRP grant process, homelessness prevention, rapid rehousing, I think. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. And I saw counsel this morning early. She's over in court currently on a case regarding this county, and she's scheduled to be here at 10. I don't see that we have anything else on the agenda until 11, so let's go into recess until executive session at 10, at which time I would accept a motion to go into executive session.
We'll come back at 10.
Yes.
All right.